before we look at their occupancy, just gonna clarify, I wanna add and put them in the Rashi. So we saw that Rashi sheet is. Rashi Shita is that the regal is called to B'shus Rabin not because it's Urchei. Urchei is not the reason that regal is called to B'shus Rabin. Something that's Urchei becomes regal. And regal is called to B'shus Rabin. I will say that as well in the Rashi. The Rashi doesn't give us an explanation why regal is called to B'shus Rabin. It's just there's a kosher. Anything that's Urchei is defined as regal, and therefore goes into the Xerisa Kosov. That was the mashmais of the Rashi, Urchihu, but told to the regali, and therefore it's both, not the other way around. So the Shaz, what's the Sirf HaDorim then between Urche and the Chiyav Zen of his Nova of the Eilech? Eilech Urche would be a reason why regal is Kosov. Then we just start to think maybe that reason goes together with the Chiyav Zen of his Nova. We'll see soon in the Rashi. According to Rashi, being Urchei defines this as an act of regal. What does that do with what do we need extra spam of the chazen of the novel of the Yale? LMI, maybe the Gemara means out there, Chrayas, and it should be arrived by Karen also, which is obviously not so. So I said a hezbe yesterday. I want to just elaborate a little bit on that hezbe. According to Rashi, Urchei makes something into regal. But you want to know, is something regal? Is kishkish b'snova regal? Is there other acts of the behemoth that does regal? Well, if they're Urchei, then they go under the heading of regal. That means, it follows from that really fundamentally the meaning of Urchei is that it's Urchei of Hiluch. Urchei means halichot urchei. But if urchei was the reason why regal was part of b'shus rabim, then urchei would be some kind of general principle in its own right. Regal is part of because it has this trait of being urchei. But now I'm saying the other way around. Because something is urchei, so therefore it becomes a told of regal, or it becomes part of regal. No. To what extent? Regal is regal. Regal is what does with its foot, but it's not obviously limited to its feet. Whatever is under the heading of Urchei becomes part of Regal. So that means really that the model over here is Regal means Derech Hiluchai. Anything that's Urchei becomes Derech. We look at that as part of Derech Hiluchai. So the Urchei that we're looking for is that it's Urchei, it's Halichot Urchei. So that being the case, so Hayomokam Leimar, maybe walking and breaking things, that's halicha k'urche. That's part of the halicha k'dark of the behemoth. Even if it sides that it brushes up against something with its flanks, or with its hair, or with its or kumbia shirupi, and so on. So those are all things that are halicha, that are part of the halicha k'urche, part of the halicha k'dark. But the wagging of the tail, if it would be reasonable for the Balaam to walk around holding the tail, so that when the animal walked b'shus rabim, it's quite plausible for it to walk with its tail constrained. Then the wagging of the tail, of course, it's natural for the behemoth to wag its tail. To that, is it natural? Yes, it is natural. If Urchei just meant natural, then wagging the tail is natural. But if Urchei means it's part of the normal hiluch of the behemoth, that's what Urchei means. It's part of the halicha kedarko. Well, if regular behemoths walked with somebody holding their tail, then that would be the halicha kedarko. The halicha kedarko would be to walk with somebody watching your tail. The same way today, when you walk a dog, you have to walk behind with a poop scooper or something. Because, and that's the halicha kedarko. So the halicha kedarko of the behemoth would be to walk with the bottom holding the tail. So then it would do. But Sadhguru Maharaj said, no, that's not normal for the bottom. You can't expect the bottom is going to walk after his behemoth holding the tail. So therefore, the wagging of the kishkish of the zonah becomes part of the halicha of the urchei, and that's the tzir fadvarim in the gemara. V'chiyachiznena with the novel of the yelech makes it that it's part of the halicha kedarka. It's not going to be wasted today. that the Rashi works, the way it works, the Tzir Fadron works, because according to Rashi, Urchi doesn't just mean that it's natural. Urchi means that it becomes Rego. Urchi is the definition of Rego, and therefore it has to be a Halicha Kedarko. So those things that are, as I said yesterday, they're entailed by the Halicha, so those things are part of the Halicha Kedarko. But Kishkish Biznola, maybe that's not required by the maybe that's not part of the Derech Hiluch of the Beim. That's something that is concomitant with the Halicha of the Beim. So it says the Gemara, no, it is, since it's not possible for the Baim to be a Chizana. So that becomes part of the Halicha Kedarka of the Halicha Kedarka of the Baim. Also, one other Nikud also is that what did the Gemara, when the Gemara first said the Svar the Chiyot Zanen of Zanon of Yelch, then the Gemara asked from Karen, the Gemara said, no, Hayuchi v'Haylav Ruchi. So what did the Gemara first think that it means? Did the meaning of the Chizden of Zanon of the Yelech, we're assuming that the Gemara didn't jettison it. It's not Mashmah, the Gemara is a Chazar. It sounds like the Gemara is still going with the Chiyot Zanen of Zanon of Yelech. What did the Gemara first think that it means? What did the Gemara want to apply to Karen? And does it change meanings afterwards? When the Gemara first suggested the Chizden of Zanon of Yelech, and the Gemara didn't know that that's building on top of it. But you really could ask, and what I'm saying the Chizden of Zanon of Yelech makes it into Urche, so it piggybacks on the Urche. When the Gemara first said the Svara, the Chizden of Zanon of Yelech, how did the Gemara understand it initially? The Gemara asked from Karen. Do we have some other understanding of the Chizden of Zanon of Yelech? When I first read the Gemara, when I was reading the Rashi, I thought, yeah, maybe that's how it works. The first thing the Gemara thought is like, Alderech Raya. You must be potter because it's not plausible. I said, no, but that would be true by Karen also. Gemara's answer is no, it works with Urche. It's a Svar in Urche. But that's very dochuk, because it means that the meaning of the phrase Yechizenov is not of the Eilich is changing from the Havamina to the Maskana. There's no Zecher of that in Rashi. Rashi, whatever it means, it meant that in the very beginning also. How does that exactly fit into this scheme? So I think the Hesber is, because see Rashi Lechatil when he poses the bio. So dear Kal, Rashi Lechatil when he poses the bio. So Rashi says Kishkisho Biznova Mahu. Urchi Uptur Bishus Rabim Eloi. So Rashi sets up the bayah is an urcha. Like the Gemara says Basayf Kishkish Biznova. But Akoponim, the bayah was is Kishkish Biznova Urcha not. So that's from the very beginning, the Sofik of the Gemara. Is Kishkish Biznova Urcha? Because we know that Urcha is Potter, Urcha is Regal. Urcha is Potter. Anything that's Urcha is going to be Regal, it's going to be Potter. But is Kishkish Biznova Urcha? That was the Hakil of the Shalom. So the immediate response was V'chiyot Zdena B'znova V'yelech. So the Mashmois is that is immediately a Svara in making an Urcha. Even at the very beginning, when we first said the Svara, the Gemara understood that V'chiyot Zdena B'znova V'yelech is a Svara why it becomes Urcha. I think the Gemara from the Havamina thought was that it's a Svara that works all by itself. The Behemah is going B'shus Rabim. And anything that the Bailam can't prevent the Behemah doing, it becomes part of the Urcha of the Behemoth, becomes part of the Halicha Kedak. So anything that the Behemoth might do while it's walking, which the Bailam can't be expected to prevent, gets subsumed under the Halicha Kedak. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then every Karen will be Regal. Because so every Karen is always going to be Halicha Kedak, because the Behemoth walks in the Rishus Rabim. Part of the walking is that it might be a Negech of the Behemoth, because the Chiyosan of the Karen of the Eloch. So being Negech, being Menageach of the Behemoth, should become part of the Halicha Kedaka. In fact, that's obviously absurd. The Gemara answers, no, Hachi Hashta. Being Menageach of the Behemoth is the Etzim Mishunah. So something which is the Etzim Mishunah can't become Urcha just because the Baalim aren't expected to walk around preventing it. But it's a Maisim Mishunah, the Etzim. So here it doesn't help that it's part of the Halicha of the Behemoth. But here it's Urcha. Here it's something which is natural for the Behemoth to do. So natural for the Behemoth to do all by itself is not enough. That doesn't make it part of the Halicha Kedarka. Something which is natural for the Behemoth to do, if the Bailam aren't expected to prevent it from doing it while it's walking, then it can become part of the Halicha Kedarka. I think that's the say there that in the Rashi is very economical here with his words. I think this fits into the economy of Rashi. It's Pshat and Chiyazen of Iznov of Yelich is not changing. It's the same shot from the beginning to end. Means, since the Bailam can't be expected to walk behind the Behemah and prevent Behemah from being Mekashet Biznova, it becomes part of the Halicha Kedarka. Well, the Chachila thought that that should be true no matter how strange the action of the behemoth is. As long as the behemoth does it while it's walking, and the Baalim can't be expected to stop it, it should go into Halicha Kedarka. Unless that leads to an absurd conclusion, because then every Karen would be regular. So my answer is, no, you need it has to be intrinsically a Maisa that's not Mishunah. Something the behemoth does naturally, not in a Mishunah different way. Something which the behemoth does naturally, so that by itself is still not enough. Because even if the behemoth does it naturally, maybe the Baalim should hold on and not let it do it when his animal is walking. But Siruf, the fact that Shechit HaZenev is not a Vigelech, and the fact that this is a natural thing for the behemoth to do while it's walking, those two things together make it that being Mekashif is Nova becomes part of the Halicha Kedarka, and if it's part of the Halicha Kedarka, it's a Mela Lezanu Perim Regal. It fits into the definition of Regal. That's as far as Rashi is concerned. So that's Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara. So if you're Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara, does not say in this Gemara a Hezber why Regal is part of Rishis Rab. And Pashtus doesn't need a Hezber. Regal is part of Rishis Rab because that's the Gezer Kosov of Yubis Deyache. It says in the Gemara what goes under the heading of Regal. What goes under the heading of Regal is anything which is under the, which is part of the Halicha Kedarka, which means anything which the behemoth does naturally as it's walking, and which is not realistic to expect the Baalim to prevent, that goes under the heading of Halicha Kedarka, and the Mela that becomes Regal, and Regal, Gzeiras HaKosuv, is part of Mishus HaRab. Let's take a look at the Rashba. Rashba is a different, clearly different mouth than the world. Nearly off the Rosh. Imak and Machaiba Yat Kushkusha, the Efshaloi Eshitel Reshit, if you're going to be Machaiba and the Kishkush, the Efshaloi Eloshte Regal Behem the Kluim and Ashuk, like Sheikh Zen of his novel. The Bailam is going to have an option's choice. Either he locks the Behem up all the time, or he lets it out and he walks around holding its honor. The Lech Hivosa at the Rebekach. The Torah wasn't a Machaiba. The Torah is neither Machaiba that he should leave his Behem, keep his Behem scooped up all the time. Nor was the time Machayev that he should be upset if he's not already able. So in Mela, he's pot. Posh of Shadon Rashba right away. And the Rashba is saying, there's no Chiyav Shmira in such a thing. What the Behemah does, the Kishkush, because Nova, since the Behemah is not expected to be cooped up, and the Bailam are not expected to be Eichas Biznova, so in Mela, the Torah wasn't Machayev him to be Eichas Biznova. The fact that there was mechayev in the Eichas Biznova, that itself is a p'tur. Because you're only chayev for Nezokin that you had a chiyav shmira. Here, like he was a Torah with that. Here, the Torah wasn't mechayev in the shmir. There wasn't mechayev him, so there's no chiyav. That's Poshet Pshat. Then he goes on, he explains the next line of the Gemara. Ba'omalei. So he said back to him, and came, Voy v'noy merach b'keren tamo. Why not say the same thing by Keren Tamo? So interesting. He learns the Gemara that where's Kashas from Keren Tama, not from Keren Muedes. Kashas from Keren Tama. We'll have to think about that. Why not from Keren Muedes? Also, Chiyav Zeneb a Karnav Yael. And then it's not so clear that the Gemara would even have a Teres. We'll see how the Rashba explains the Gemara's Teres. V'yohodalei hochei hashta. Keren lav urchei. What does it mean, Lab Urche? The Becheska Shima kind of. Keren Tama is Becheska Shima. Actually, the Chagas, Palganiska Knossa, Palganiska Mamaya, the Mora says that's what it's told you. The Madama Palganiska Knossa holds the Becheska Shima kind of. So really, should be Potal Gamay, but the Torah said, Kechi, the new Torah, the Torah, the Torah made a class. The other Madama Palganiska Mamaya, no? That Stam Shoram Lab Becheska Shima kind of. He really should be Chayim Nezik Shalom, Chas Rechman Alek. So he's learning that this Gemara is going, Keren Lav Urchei, Bechesk Hashima Kainu. Therefore what? Look, we're looking for a reason why Keren is Chayev. Keren should be Potter, the Chayezen of a Kainu of Yela. So the Gemara is trying to explain why is Keren Chayev. Why not say the Chayezen of a Kainu of Yela? So the explanation is, well, you know why Keren is Chayev? Bechesk Hashima Kainu. I forgot the chivosi atoyer b'chatsi nezek. Closer the almu keichet leveling the two somalia. Let's just finish the line. We'll finish the words and then we'll come back. Aval hochel urchehu la'olim yitzorich leches biznava. Comes back to that. So what's he saying? Really, this is Svarav HaKhi Xenev Biznov of Yela. That's why you're popular by Kishkush Biznov. So I worry about the way Karen as well. Karen is the Cheska Shima Kaima. Understand? The Cheska Shima Kaima, that's a reason to be Chayev, a reason to be Potter. Cheska Shima Kaima is a reason to be Potter. We're looking over here for a reason to be Chayev. On the face of it, it makes no sense. Elamai. Maybe the Rashba means. What he's saying is, you're right. He really should be potter. And Karen should also be potter because he chiyach zeneh v'karneh v'yelach. But Karen is a knas. Maybe that's what he's saying. But yeah, you have a good point. Chiyach zeneh v'karneh v'yelach. This pirech, you're right. It doesn't matter because it's a knas. But then, why do we have to introduce the Beches Kashima? Why do Rav have to introduce Beches Kashima Kaima? And why does the Gemara have to introduce Rav Urchehu, which the Rashba says means that it's Beches Kashima Kaima? The Gemara should have, the Gemara could have just, Ik is Chosser. The Gemara didn't, it's not necessary what the Gemara says, and it's not sufficient. What the Gemara should have said is, you're right, Bechiyav Zeneh Bekarneh V'Yelech, but it's a Knas. What is this whole cheskashim? What does that have to do? That just makes the kasha worse. You're asking me, you know, it's kilu gemara. What he should have said is, he asked the chiyachzena v'karna v'yel. He should have said back to him, you're right, and I'll make the kasha even worse because stam shorim b'cheskashim time, so it's even more difficult. The answer is, it's only a knas. That's not what it says in the law, and that's not what it says in the Rashba. Rashi says, no, this is the Hezbollah, the Chiyozen, that since Stam Shor, Mechesh Kashim, Mechaim, that's why you chayev by Karen. You don't say the Chiyozen, the Karen of the Eilich. I was stupid. Maybe he needs to explain why by Karen there's a Knas and by Zonov there's no Knas. Not much my way at all, and I'm not even sure what would be a Hezbollah for that. Yeah, I mean, Yesh Lodin, you know, how come by Karen there's a Knas and there's no Knas by Zonov? He'll feed the Rashba's explanation. Really, the Chiyozen of a kind of Yelach is right, but it's a Knas. No, so how come there's no Knas over here? I mean, if that would be the Pshat, if that's what the Rashba said, you're right, the Chiyozen of a kind of Yelach, good kind of, but it's a Knas. No, so Knas over there also. That's a good, that's also Chosser's. No, so what's the answer? I don't know. I mean, that's fine. I don't think that's what he must be saying, but if that was what he was saying, then we'll be sure, what?
It's one story.
So because it's Ruchay, they didn't cancel. Because it's Urchei, they didn't cancel. Why didn't they cancel by Urchei? Too hard to cancel by Urchei. That's what I'm saying. This is, here there's no Knas. By Karen, Emes is, you're right, the Yitzman of Mekhaya of Yelich is true. But since it's Slav Beches Kashim Mekhaimo, since it's Beches Kashim Mekhaimo, so we can give him a Knas, I'm still going to say, why?
Because the purpose of the Knas is to tell someone that for something that's even on Urchei. You have to do a
shmir. And so Kishnah, you should do even more shmir, so why not give a knas over there?
No, but because it's Urchei, so then it's not on the Bailin
to do a shmir. Because it's Urchei, it's too hard to do a shmir. So therefore, we're not going to bother the cancel. But she'en came by Kishkush, by Karen, that's so hard to do a shmir, then this is the Cheskushim Mekhaim. And to do a little bit more than Jerusalem Yisera, that's not so hard, so we could give a knas in order to make him do a shmir Yisera. Maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe the Rashba is saying, you're really right. He should be potter by Karen. The only thing is, by Karen, since it's not so hard to do a Shmira, because really it's the Ches Kashim Rekhaim initially, all we wanted to do was a little bit more. So for a little bit more, we can cancel. But over here, if already he would have to do a shmir, would have to be a chzen of his nom of yelach. That we're not even interested in. So why should we cancel him to do something which we don't even expect him to do? Enough. I don't need to have is not a lechivasi a terebik. It's not the derech to do the gech. So it is shaykh to watch it. But maybe we can't sin. So in order that we should watch it. I mean, it is shaykh to watch it because it's already really shomer betzim. So what we want him to do is go is be a little bit more careful. So a little bit more careful, it's worth making a knas. But here, what are we going to make? What are we going to can't sin? That he should walk around holding the tail? We don't expect that. We certainly don't expect him to walk around holding the tail, and anything less is no good. Anything less not going to help. There's no point in consenting him since we ourselves don't really expect him to watch it. What I want to say, I have a shot that I want to say. I think in the end of the day, it may be reduced to what you're saying. It may come out that it's the same thing. I'm just going to say it a little bit fancier, but I think it's a couple other things. But maybe that's the shot. I think what I'm going to say is at the end of the day, is like is a Tosefes Havana in what Josh is saying. But I think you're right. That's Be'etz and the shot. Let's go on with the kashas. We're going to come back to it because I think it's fundamentally correct. So, the way you're saying it, the Rashi is simply saying, why is there a knas by Karen and there's no knas by Izonah? Why is there a knas? Because by knas, there's a point in having a knas. I think Fort is not so much from the Rashba that he's explaining why there's a knas. He doesn't say that. I'm going to say it a little bit differently. Again, it's going to be almost the same thing, but bear with me. You'll see. There is also, you see, a Hadash in the Rashba at the end. He says, here it's La Olami, it's Orech Lecha, it's Biznova. That you don't have by Karen. By Karen, he won't be La Olam, it's Orech Lecha, it's Bekarna. It's also very saucy. What do you mean? If you watch it, it will have to be a loyfus for karmic. What's the chilk of it? Here, when he's Messiah, he says, Aval hocha lo oilum yetzorach lechus for karmic. And by Karen, the extent, if he is going to watch it, he doesn't have to watch it, but if he is going to watch it, then he's sorach. What's the lo oilum? What's his gosh lo oilum? Over here, lo oilum yetzorach lechus for karmic. By Karen, it's not lo oilum, it's also lo oilum. Elamai doesn't have to watch it at all, so what's the Elam? Here he has to be so Oikas Biznova. And here he doesn't need to be Oikas Biznova.
It's going back to Orkan. He's saying the Elam because it's so Orkan. Karen's not Orkan, so it wouldn't be the Elam.
Manusha, if you know. Either it's not Orkan, so don't watch it at all. If you want to watch it, then it is Elam. There's no middle ground.
No, but that's what he said. The last line.
So maybe what Josh is saying, maybe we can say, we're not asking to be Oikas Bekana Elam. We want to do it in Tirusa Yisrael.
The Rashba says three words later, "Lo chayav to atar bekach," because it'd be lil.
So what's by Karen? So by Karen, we're by Karen. What does he need the lo'ilim for? He already said that the Torah didn't require him to be oichet b'znava. Here he's saying it's actually hadgosha lo'ilim yitzarach lechayz b'znava. And what's by Karen? Look, by Karen, the nekuda by Karen is not that he doesn't need to be oichet b'karna lo'ilim. The nekuda by Karen is he doesn't need to be oichet b'karna at all.
Because it's Bechez Kishima Kaima.
And if he's going to ignore the Bechez Kishima Kaima, and we're going to want him to do a Shmira, let's say, because it's the Kansas, the Gnosis, so then he has to be Oichiz Bekarna Lo'ilam. Like, the Nekud is not that here it's Lo'ilam and there is not Lo'ilam. The Nekud is that here he has to be Oichiz Beznova, and over there he's not Mechuyif to be Oichiz Bekarna. And there's another problem in the Rashba. Every problem we can address separately, but there's another problem also, which is what. But what about the man darma paganis kimemoyno? So machlekes amirayim paganis kimknos. The reason man darma paganis kimemoyno. So how's he going to explain why is teren different than kishishub is nala? He'll be chaylik on kishishub is nala. The man darma paganis kimemoyno will be chaylik on the din of kishishub is nala, because he must not have the svar of the chesed of his nala v'yela. Maybe, but that's comes out like this new machlokes, sort of unrelated. And what about Karen Mood? Karen Mood is not Becheska Shima Kaim. So why am I saying David? Because that is the kind of the other. Rashi said the worst kashrus from Karen Tam. No, fine. So Karen Tam, you answer. So what about Karen Mood? He said it was not the other. But he said it was kind of the other. I want to suggest the following. At the very beginning, I said in the Rashba, says that the pshat in Chiyuv Zeno is novel v'yelich is lechivosit toyer v'kach. You can't keep the animal locked up at home, and it can't be yoichid v'znovel v'yelich. So lechivosit toyer v'kach. So I said the pshat is since he has no chiyuv shmira, so in the middle he's not chayv like the olus. When there's no chiyuv shmira, then no b'fan evaroi. I have no further chiyuv shmira. The animal got out. It's not my problem. I'm an honest. That's the pshutoi. That's the pshat in the Rashba as well. Lo yichivos v'tarev v'kach. You have no chiyuv shmira. Mimela, whatever happens, you're honest. Maisa, if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam also learns the Gemara. Learns the Gemara that urche is the reason why Shein Beragel is called the pshus rabban. That's part of what comes out of the Rashba. The Gemara is saying. That the reason why regular is called to be shusharabim is because lechivos atayr v'kach. You don't have to keep the animal cooped up at home. You can't walk around following the animal and holding onto its tail or its legs for that matter. So lechivos atayr v'kach. Instead, it's a hezber. This urch is a hezber. Why shen regular is called to be shusharabim? The Rambam says that as well. That shen regular called to be shusharabim or the rif. We had the rif at the beginning of the sechber. Shen regular called to be shusharabim because they're urche. Where did the rif get it from? He got it from this Gemara. But somebody learns the Gemara al derech the Rashba. Urchi was an explanation, not a Rashi. Urchi is what makes you regal, and the regal is exerzek also. No, Urchi is the reason why regal is part of Shus Rab, because lechi wasu tayr b'kach. But in the Rambam there's a hisocha. The Rosh of the Rambam missed in the Perek Aleph of Miskei Mamon. The Rosh of the Rambam is. Rishus. The behemah has rishus to go into rishus to be mahalach kedarka b'shus rabim. And being mahalach kedarka b'shus rabim includes that it's going to be mishaber, that it might be mishaber kelim b'derech yiluchu. It says in the Rambam, I think, that the word of urche is not that the owner is not lechivos atayr b'kach. The owner can't be expected to do such a shmir. The shmir is too onerous, and therefore the owner is onus. And that's why he's pulled from shein v'rem. Rambam's mashma, no, that's not the pshat. It's more than that. Because the Torah doesn't expect you to be oichiz b'znovu v'yelach, to be oichiz b'raglo v'yelach, and the Torah doesn't expect to keep the animal at home. So when the animal has rishus to go b'shus rabim kan v'kan, the rishus includes that it has rishus to be oichiz g'darko l'shabbat. That's a more radical word. It's not that The animal's not supposed to be breaking things, but what do you want from the owner? It's not the owner's fault. He did whatever the Torah expected. It's not the shot. The shot is, since the Torah doesn't demand that the Chiyuzenah was Dovah V'Elech, and we give the Behemah Rishus to go into Rishus Rabim, knows when the Behemah, when we give the Behemah Rishus to walk around Rishus Rabim, that means to walk around unattended, because the Chiyuzenah was Dovah V'Elech, the Chiyuzenah was Ragla V'Elech. So we give the Behemah Rishus to walk in Rishus Rabim, to walk in Rishus Rabim unattended. So that Rishus includes that the Behemah has Rishus to walk Rishus Rabim, to be Meshabek Helim, Derech Yilucha, and to be Eichel Peiris, Derech Yilucha. That's why Shein Regla is part of Rishus Rabim. Because the Behemah has a right to do it. In Rosh also there's a big you see a similar thing. The Rosh in the beginning of the Masechta, when he quotes the Rif about Urche, and he says a raid that's very reminiscent of the Rashba, by the way. The Rosh in the beginning of the first parrot, in Siman Aleph, he brings the Rif about Urche. He says, he's marich a little bit, same segment as the Rashba, really. He says that, brings the Rif, it's Urche, time of the Krah. Lama patrosu Torah b'shus Rabim, lefi shetaki lelech b'shus Rabim, fi efshu sheyelch rabayel macharayim tomit. The reason why Shein Regla is part of Bishus Rabim is Lefi Shadaka Leilach Bishus Rabim V'Efsha Sheyelch V'Abayel Macharayim Tomit. He's quoting Agamar. That's even though it doesn't say it in parentheses. He's obviously referring to Agamar. Ain't Derech Abayelim V'Efsha Sheyelch V'Abayel Macharayim Tomit. That's Agamar V'Kiyav Zenev Is Nova V'Elech. And he's saying that's the reason why Shein Regla is part of Bishus Rabim. Because it's Derech Leim Alach Bishus Rabim and V'Kiyav Zenev Is Nova V'Elech. V'Efsha Sheyelch V'Abayel Macharayim Tomit. That's very much like we saw in the Rashba. The Rosh himself, and Daf Chof, by the Sugya of Kefetzes, talked about this a long time ago, by the Sugya of Kefetzes, when the Rosh learns up Pshat in the Gemara, that when the Behemah eats Peiris, with Agabi, Chavato, so if it's on the level of the Behemah, it doesn't have to be Kefetzes in an unusual way, so he's Potter, the Rosh says, even though Gabi Chavata is Rishus HaYochid, so Chavat Shem is Rishus HaYochid, and he should be Potter. He should be Chai, rather. So the Rosh says, speak to Rosh. We once spoke about this Rosh. It's the very, very beginning of his life. Yes, the Siman Dalet. The Chol Hechad Sheyecholah Habeim Alechol Kedarka Derech Yilucha. Whatever the Behemah Kedarka Kedarka Derech Yilucha, even though it's technically in a Rishus Yochid, because Gabi Chavata is a Rishus Yochid, the back of the Behemah is the Rishus of the Bayim. But it doesn't matter. Since it's Derech Habeim Alechol Kedarka Derech Yilucha B'lai Kvitza, Ein Lei La'odem Rishus Lahaniach Shom Peyoysel. It's a Rishus, it's like a Rishus Rabbim, since it's the derech of the Behemah to go Kedarka and to eat Peiris without any Kvitza, even the Agabi Ragli Chayvato. So he should have said, so it's a Rishus Rabbim, so Rishus Rabbim is Potter. That's he said in Siman Aleph. The Baal not expected to watch it, so it's still he's Potter. There's no Shmir. But he adds a few words. Eimoy Lahaniach Shom Peirisov. The Baal of Peiris shouldn't put his Peiris there. What does he want with that? I think it's like the Rambam. It's not that the Bailim are in onus because they can't be shomer. That's not the word. If there would really be a hazik over here, then the Bailim would have to make an effort here to be shomer. Maybe to lock the behemah up in the house. We can't just let the we can't just say you don't be shomer if you're potter from being shomer, but the behemah is still being mazik. The way it has to work is that the behemah has reshus to go kedarka and live and lechem. We give the behemah a right to go in the reshus rabim and to eat peiris. So. How does the behemah have a right to go in Rishus Rabim and eat pears? But what's with the rights of the Baal of pears? Very nice for the behemah. We give the behemah Rishus to go eat pears. But what about the rights of the Baal of pears? Yeah, so the rights of the Baal of pears are now limited. You should know that it's on your own risk. Because we gave the behemah Rishus to be mazik. And therefore, Now the behemesh is just lechel to go into the mazik derech hilucha and derech achilosa, and the bala peyer shouldn't leave his peyers there, because we give rishus to the behemoth, and therefore we infringe the rishus of the bala peyer. Shabbos is a mokum hiluch, and it's a mokum hiluch for behemoths as well. We give the behemoth rishus to go, and since the bala can't be expected to watch it, so rishus to go means rishus to the mazik. And what's going to be with the rights of the bala peyers? Yeah, the rights of the bala peyers are now limited. You can't be tevea. Your rights don't break my kelim. It was normally a bala peyers. Normally, the bala peyers has a right to say, "Don't break my peyers. Don't eat my peyers. And if you do, I'm going to tevea you bedin." Here, the bala peyers can't be tevea the bala shor bedin, because the shor has a right to break the peyers, to eat the peyers. And if the shor has a right to eat the peyers, then you have no business leaving your peyers here. You lose your rights to be tevea the hezek of your peyers, because you put your peyers in a place where they're going to be nizik. So that rush also is al derech the Rambam. So let's if we go with this mahalach, I think this is the key to the Rashba as well. That when the Rashba said lechatchilo that lechivasa toyer b'kach, it doesn't just mean now the Bailam is an onus. It's too much to expect of the Bailam, so they did their, what do you want from the Bailam? Nebuch the Bailam, they can't do anything, so they're onus. But the behemoth is really being massive. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that since lechivasa toyer b'kach, the Torah says you're not mechuyev to watch your behemoth from being mishaber derech hilucha or from being oichel derech hilucha. So mimela the behemoth has rishus to go, and it's mutter now for the behemoth to go and to be mishaber. The behemoth has now rishus to go and to be mishaber, and that's the oimek of the chizena b'znova v'yelech. The behemoth has rishus to walk into the mekashish b'znova, because the chizena b'znova v'yelech. So if the behemoth has rishus to be mekashish b'znova, so then there's nothing to be chayav for. The behemoth is doing what's entitled to do. Either, what about the Balak Halim? What about the Balak? What about the Nisik? The Nisik had no business being there because the behemoth was just to go and give him the kashish b'znova. Why not by Karen too? Why not by Karen also? Why do you say the chiyaznenah, the karnah, the yelech? So the behemoth has reshus to be minageach the karnah. The answer is, what are the Rashi answer? It's beches kashim b'kaimah. Before we said, I would understand, what do you mean beches kashim b'kaimah? That's not a sibul lifter. That's not a sibul l'chayiv. It's a sibul lifter. We're looking for a sibul l'chayiv. The answer is, I think, that it is a sibul l'chayim. It is a sibul l'chayim. Because what we're saying is, by kishkish b'znova, which is something which it's going to do, and we can't expect the Bayam to stop it, because of the chiyachzenah b'znova v'yelech, so it must be that we're giving the Bayam rishus to do it. It's going to happen. The Bailam can't stop it. So the Melech, they have rishus to do it. Because they have rishus to go rishus Rabbi. Hashem by Karen, yes, it's true that the Bailam can't be oichizit b'karnot. But that doesn't mean that it's going to happen. On the contrary, we don't think it's going to happen. Because Stam Shorma b'cheska shimur. The Bailam don't have to be oichiz in the karnaya behema, not because this is too difficult to shmira, but because we don't need the shmir, because it's shomer already, because tam shomer b'chesker shimur. The behemoth is already shomer. What do you need the bialim? Yeah, that's true. If the bialim needed to be oiches b'karnah, it would be too hard. But Baruch Hashem, the bialim don't need to be oiches b'karnah because the shomer are b'chesker shimur in the first place. If the shomer are b'chesker shimur in the first place, then where do you see that they have rishus to go into be minageach? They have no rishus to go into be minageach. So who's watching them? They are watched. Because Tam Shor Mechaz Kashim Mechaim. I saw Isaac Chayav at all. Yeah, that's only a Knas. But fundamentally, if it's Mechaz Kashim, why is it Chayav? Yeah, that's a Knas. But Be'etzim, we really don't expect the Behemoth to be Menageach. Since we don't expect the Behemoth to be Menageach, so by giving the behemoth rishus to be mahalach, we're not giving it rishus to be mahalach, not to be menageach. We expect the behemoth to be mekashish b'znova. By giving it rishus, and we don't expect the bialim to hold on to the tail. So by giving the behemoth rishus to be mahalach rishus harabim, we're giving it rishus to be mishaber, to be mekashish b'znova, and to be mask. So why do you say the same thing by Karen? By giving the behemoth rishus to walk in rishus harabim, we're giving it rishus to be menageach. This behemoth panel, by giving it rishus to walk in rishus rabbim, aren't we giving it rishus to be menageh? We certainly don't expect the baal to stop him. The chiyuch is bekar nevielach. So aren't we giving, doesn't that mean that we're giving the same way we're giving the behemoth rishus to be mahalach kedark and meshaber, and we're giving the behemoth rishus to be eichon negabe charato, so maybe we're giving the behemoth rishus to be menageh other behemoths? So the answer is no, we're not, that's not what we're doing at all. We're giving the behemoth rishus to go rishus rabbim, even though we don't expect the baal to watch it, but we expect nature to watch it, because tam shorma beches kashim kaim. So maybe the behemoth has no rishus to do it. If the behemoth, so the behemoth does not have rishus. The behemoth does not have rishus to be. The behemoth doesn't have rishus to go around and be menageach. That's why you don't have the svar of the yechzene b'karn of yelach. But if the behemoth is really watched, so why the bayil chayev? The behemoth is really watched, so the bayil ataka on us. No, that's a knas. He should do better. We'd like him to do a better nitius. We would like the bayil to do more. So we can't say he should do more. But we can't say that we gave the behemoth rishus to be menageach. We don't expect the behemoth to be menageach, and we're not giving him rishus to be menageach. We'd like the baal to watch it, so we'll give a knas on the baal. The baal should watch it to the best of their ability, so we give an incentive. But we're not saying that the behemoth is allowed to be menageach.
The sheet that here quotes the Rosh, who says that the shaklataria is chiyach zenim b'znava v'im kein anusim. Behind the department
care, not anus. Yeah, that's different. That's taka different. I'm saying the Rosh. Have to see.
I'm saying for the, but also for the Rosh.
Yeah. Good point. The Rosh is a whole different. This is like the Raya's chapter. This Rosh. You don't need the Chesed of another Yehuda. He's an Amos. Urchi makes him an Amos. Now, first of all, if Chesed of another, he's an Amos. Then he McCain is also an Amos. What's the matter? Urchi. Urchi Chayim Shusur Adam. I there is an honest also. Yeah, he's saying a whole different shot. It's not like the Rosh, but he's saying that the Gemara's shot and the Chizan of his novel changes. The Gemara thought the Chizan of his novel yeah, means that he's an honest. The Gemara asked and Karen's also honest. The Gemara says, you're right. The Chizan does not make him an honest. If the Chiyuch Zen doesn't make him an onus, so then why is he potter? Not because he's an onus, he's potter because of Urchei, and Urchei is potter because of Rabbi, without any reason, there's a kosher. So then why do you need Kishkishish? So what do you need with the Svar of the Chiyuch Zen if it's not of the Yelech? The answer is the Chiyuch Zen if it's not of the Yelech. Actually, the Gemara's next question, so Mike and Mibayle, that you needed to say the Chiyuch Zen if it's not of the Yelech. The answer is Kishkishish, and Mibayle, that regular Kishkish is Urchei, and of course he's potter because there's a kosher. But here, the Chiyuch Zen if it's not of the Yelech, means that the Kishkish Yisera, which is not Urchei, but he could, but on the Kishkish Yisera is Onus. Right, that belongs to the Rabbah. This is Mamash the Rabbah. I don't know if it's the same as the Rosh and the Halachas. I think it's not the same as the Rosh and Balaams. We're getting ahead of ourselves because I think the Rosh belongs to is the sheet of Rai which we haven't yet discussed. But nice, so the Rosh says at the end of the day, the Chiyuch Zenev is Nova V'Yelech is nothing to do with Kishkish, regular Kishkish. Regular Kishkish is Urchi, doesn't need any explanation. The Chiyuch Zenev is Nova V'Yelech is as far as the Kishkish is saying, which is not Urchi. You really should be chayiv. But there's a special sfarah. How did you know it's going to do a kishkish yisera? It's on the kishkish yisera, you're an onus. The Rosh and the Halacha said that every regular is plotter because we can't expect the bayal lahalach achrav. That sounds like Hagamora, that the regular is plotter because v'chayiv zena b'rach l'v'yela. Doesn't seem to stem with that Rosh. So anyway, let's finish with the Rosh rather. So the question is, so now a mahalach. So I would say this is the mahalach in the Rashba. But what about the manda amar palgan iskunimoyna? That still remains outstanding. What about the manda amar palgan iskunimoyna? Koin tim stam shvarim are not becheska shimur. So if stam shvarim are not becheska shimur, then there should really be a taina that the behemoth is going to be menageh. We expect the behemoth to be menageh. How do we allow it to walk around the b'shisarav? And since we can't expect the behemoth to hold on to its karnayim, so aren't we in effect giving the behemoth a shus to be menageh? Like, where'd that go? L'chor, there you don't have, the Rashi's whole answer is that stam shvarim becheska shimur kaima. And if when we give the animal a shush to walk around, we're not saying you're allowed to be menageh. And what about the ma'adam erchasam shor beches lab beches kashima taima? And bechiyeh zene bekarne v'yelech. So why doesn't it come out that the bai that we're giving the behemah a shush to be menageh? The same way we're giving the behemah a shush to eat for shein, and we're giving the behemah a shush for regal, because the behemah has a shush to walk for shush aradim. The bai can't be expected to be oiches v'znova. So and therefore it follows that we're giving it rishus to walk rishus ram and to be mazik rishus ram with chain v'regel. The Gemara answered that Karen Tam. So the Gemara answered, Karen Tam, we're not expecting it to do. We're not giving it rishus to do. And we let it behemoth walk around. We're not giving it rishus to be menageh. We let it walk around because we don't think it's going to be menageh. That was the Rashba's answer. Fine, that's good if you hold palganis knosa. But if you hold palganis kimamayna, then we do think the behemoth is going to be menageh. So how do we give it rishus to walk around? And we don't expect the Baal to hold on to his kanayim. So aren't we in effect giving it rishus to be menageh? What happened to that? And for that matter, what about Karen Mu'ud? Well, the behemah is a Mu'ud. So why don't I say the same thing? The behemah has rishus to walk around, and the Baal can't be expected to hold on to its kanayim. So aren't we giving it rishus to walk around and be menageh? So that one, maybe we could say, maybe that was not so terrible. Maybe a behemoth that's mu'edis does not have rishus to walk around. In the Chiram, you have this crazy behemoth that's a mu'ed to be menageh. Maybe you should lock it up. But what about Karen Tam? That's for sure. Karen Tam, the behemoth does have rishus to walk around. Every behemoth that has rishus to walk around, and every behemoth is a Karen Tam. Every behemoth is a behemoth Tam. So what? But it's Tam Shvarm la b'ches kishkim. Stam Shvarm are not according to the Madam Rapalim Iskim Amayna. Stam Shvarm. The presumption is that they might be menageh, and if they might be menageh, so the bialim should have to be eiches bekarna, but the chiv zena bekarna v'yela. So that's still a problem in the Rashi. Maybe we could say with. Maybe we have enough material that we could maybe say that by a lemando omar stam shorim lav the ches b'shim b'taimu. Well, sorry, like this, the rush. We're going a little late. The rush in a way is the rush himself. The rush in the beginning of the mesecta is mesiachas keren muedis. He says a behem muedis. What's over there? So the rush said aval keren. Right, why is Karen the Rosh Nuway yes the Kasha? Why is Karen Chayev Bishusharabim? The Derech Lebeim is to walk around in the Shusharabim. The Chayev De Ayayid the Yoyid the Yedei Shul Nakhon Havli the Morlin to it. Since it's a Behemoth Wedis and the Baal knows that it's a Nakhon, so the Baal should there the Baal should watch it. He doesn't say the Baal should keep it at home. The Baal should watch it. I think he's saying in a Karen Wedis. The Baal do have a chiyuv to be eiches bekarna. Meaning, there's a limit to how much we say the Chizanim is not available. The Rashba says, Lechivosit Torah Bekach. Lechivosit Torah Bekach Chathila is only the Torah we've not Machayev you. The Bahamas is just to walk around the Shisham, that's a given. Lechivosit Torah Bekach that you have to guard your behema from doing the normal things that a behema does as it walks. That's the lechivosit Torah Bekach. But by a Karen Muedis, where it has a teva to do an explicit maisa mazik, regal is derech iluchos, because it's just doing regal, it's just walking. But it's a stupid behemoth, so as it walks, it breaks things. And kashish biznova, it's just doing kishkish biznova, that's normal, except it doesn't look where it's being makashkish, and it breaks things. But to be menageach is an explicit maisa mazik. There you don't say, so I know my behemoth does this explicit maisa mazik. There I don't say, well, you know, the Torah didn't require me to be oichez biznova. Yeah, the Torah didn't require to be oichez biznova. The Torah didn't require to be oichez baragel, because the Torah gave the behemoth just to walk around, and the Torah gave the behemoth just to walk around. That's what it means. Be b'steach. The Torah is that b'steach the behemoth has never just to go. The b'shus rabim the behemoth has just to go. And lechivos in Torah b'kach. The Torah wasn't lechayev you to be oichez biznova and oichez baragel. Maybe we can even add in a kudu. How do you know lechivas atar b'kach? Maybe chivas atar b'kach. How do you know? Torah was mechayev us to do a lot of not so easy things. Maybe Torah was yemechayev him to be oichez b'ragla, to be oichez b'kayim. So who's taking Torah? Where does it say in Torah that he's not mechayev to be oichez b'znava? Where does it say in Torah that he's not mechayev to be oichez b'ragla? The answer is, maybe it's a svar. I don't think it's a svar. It's a pasuk taka. Ubi yirusteyachah. The Torah said that he's potter for niske ragla b'shus ragla. Why is he potter? He should be shomer it. You see, the Torah itself said, you know, we understand that the reason why you potter, why you be b'steyacha, you only potter for shen regel b'shus an izik, and you're only chay for shen regel b'shus an izik, and you're not chay for shen regel b'shus ragla, is because the Torah said be b'steyacha. The Torah, the reason why the Torah said be b'steyacha is because the Torah felt that you're not l'chuyuf to be shomer the behem b'shus ragla. And therefore, it follows the Behemah. It's just to walk around b'shus rabim. Because the Torah, in saying ubiyah b'steyacha, the Torah is saying, if it's not b'steyacha, you don't have to pay for the hezek. And why don't you have to pay for the hezek? Because the Behemah is allowed to walk in b'shus rabim, and you're not mechuyev to guard it from breaking things. Like the Rosh says, he doesn't have to be ha'ilach ha'chareh atomid. The Torah wasn't mechayev him to be ha'ilach ha'chareh atomid. Where did the Torah tell me he doesn't have to be ha'ilach ha'chareh atomid? In this pasuk of ubiyah b'steyacha, this is a gilui that he doesn't have to be oichez b'ragla. But that's only the things that the Torah is megala. So the Torah is megala in the normal things that the behemoth does as it's walking, not the malicious things that the behemoth does as it's walking. So the Torah said, from those things you don't have to guard. The Torah said, shein b'regel, you don't have to guard the behemoth from doing. Keren muedes. The Torah never said that you don't have to guard your behemoth from, that you have a behemoth that's muedes. The Torah never said you don't have to guard it from being menageach. On the contrary, the Torah said you've got a chayef for carrying muedes, b'shus haram. The Torah is telling you that you do have to guard. And you have to oichiz b'karen v'hoilach in the charami. If you have a behemoth, that you do have to do. The Torah never said, because it's a different kind of thing. That's not what the behemoth does. That's not what the behemoth does normally derech hiluchah. This is the things that the behemoth does, that the behemoth does, maise hezek that the behemoth does. Explicit, overt maise hezek that the Gemara that the behemoth does. And you expect the behemoth to do because it's a behemoth muedis. If you have a behemoth muedis that's going to do overt maise hezek, so it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you don't have to guard your behemoth from doing such things. That's if you have a behemoth muedis. And what if you have a behemoth tamo? But if so, that depends. Then even a behemoth tamo is choshed to do overt maisa hezek of negicha. You have to expect that even your behemoth tamo might. That's not going to be mezek motzi. It's not going to do it every single day. It's not going to do it every minute. But there's a stop. But lab becheska shima kaima. You have to expect that if you have behemoths, one day, one of your behemoths might get angry and go be menageach. And it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not mechuyev to guard from that. That you take out, you're mechuyev to guard. And if that means yechzene b'karnav yelach, so yechzene b'karnav yelach. It's not that there's some kind of principle that it says in the Seres of Dibros that we can't, that you can't be yechzene b'karnav yelach. In Ubir b'steyacher, it says you're not mechuyev to be yechzene b'ragla yelach. It says you're not mechuyev to be yechzene b'znova yelach. You're not mechuyev to be shomer it from hezek in its normal derech yelach. The Torah says lechivosu Torah b'kach. And in that says there is shush, the behemoth therefore is allowed to do it. But avert maisa hezek, maybe the Torah was mechayev to be on guard against. So Mela, so there's no, so Sinachanami, then you don't have time of a Kirzen of a Karn of a Gelech. But that's only if, but that's only if you hold Stam Shorim Alav Bechesko Shimur Kaimu. So therefore you have to expect that then Heimah might be Menagech. So then there's Takachir Shmiru that you have to be Echiz Bekarn of a Gelech. But if you hold Stam Shorim Bechesko Shimur Kaimu, so that means that when your Heimah is Heilach Pushas Harabim, there's no expectation that it's going to be Menagech. So then, you're not mukhlif to be oichis b'karno. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha lechatchil is only from keren tamo. The Rashi said beferish. The Gemara's kasha porich keren tamo. Why don't you say the chisena b'karno v'yelch? Why is the kasha only from keren tamo? The answer is because in the keren weathers, you have to be oichis b'karno v'yelch. You have to be oichis b'karno v'yelch. And even in keren tamo, the kasha is only the mamda omars. Lechatchil the kasha is only the mamda omars tam shorim. But fundamentally, it's like a behemah muedis. And the Rashi told me by behemah muedis, there's no kasha. And by behemah tama, there's also no kasha if you hold stam the pagan niskim emayna. And because every behemah tama be'etzim is a behemah muedis. Every behemah is muedis to be menageach. And to be menageach, you have to have to be oichis b'karn of oichis. Who told? Where does the same Torah you don't have to be oichis b'karn of oichis? Avert Maisa Hezek that the behemoth might be expected to do, but we have to be oichas b'karno v'hilach. The Gemara's kasha lechatchila is by keren tamo, where you don't expect it to do to be menageach. Or by lemando omer paldin is k'noso. That means lemando omer paldin is k'noso means we don't expect it to be oichas b'karno. Back in Gemara, so then why chayav at all? We don't expect it to be oichas b'karno. But you see that you can have a chiyuv and keren even though we don't expect it to be oichas b'karno. So you should be part of like regal. Why isn't it any different than regal? We don't expect it to be oichas b'karno v'yelach. The behemoth is going normally. There's no. So where his answer is, like the Rashi explained, that he on a senis, because lav urchehu. So therefore, because lav urchehu, so mimela. We're not saying yet. You don't have to be oichas b'karno, but that doesn't mean that we expect that the behemoth has just to be menageach. But again, the behemoth does not ever just to be menageach. But you don't have to be oichas b'karno because we don't expect it to do it. Kitzur, what I'm saying is the Rashba only explains the mandomer paldinis kichnosa because that kash lechatchil is only mandomer paldinis kichnosa. The mandomer paldinis kimemoino, it's like a behemah muedis from the very beginning. It's muedis mitchiloso. And a behemah muedis, like the Rosh, is a behemah muedis, you don't have the sor of a kiyotzen of b'karno v'yelech. Because on the contrary, echoes b'karno v'telech. The Torah didn't say you don't have to eichas b'karno v'hilach. The Torah said you don't have to eichas v'ragla v'hilach. The Torah said you don't have to. What the behemah does, the normal derech hiluch that we don't. The Torah said you don't have to eichas v'ragla v'hilach. But to be menageach, avert ma'aseh hezek, which the behemah is expected to do, you attack after at the on guard against. And the man of pagan is there's no difference between the keren tama between the behemah tama and the behemah muedes, except the chas rachman alei. Fundamentally, they're both the same. So nechanami be'eichas b'karno v'hilach kushimei kar lecha. I don't have to answer. What's the Rashi? How's the Rashi going to answer the kasha by lemandam apalim niskim amayna? Lemandam apalim niskim amayna. It's like a behemah muedis, and the Rashi said beferish that the kasha was only from the behemah tama in the first place. Kasha is only by behemah tama. By behemah tama, there is a tain of it. Tichyazen of a karna v'yelach. By behemah tama, we don't expect it to be oichas b'karna, because it's because. So if you don't expect it to be oichas b'karna v'yelach, so you should be potel gamri. The answer is no. It's not the same. By Shem Beregel, where it's Urche, and this is Damer said it's likely to do, and the Torah said nonetheless you don't have to be Eiches Beraglo, that means the Torah said the Behem is allowed to do it. Once the Behem is allowed to do it, so then you're Potel Gamri, why should we even make a Knas? Well, why should we make a Knas? You should watch it better. The Behem is allowed to break, why should I watch it? By Karen, the Behem is not allowed to break. I say, well, what do you mean, Bechia? But I don't have to hold its horns. Karen says, you don't have to hold its horns. It's not going to break anything, so you don't have to hold its horns. But that doesn't mean we're giving it just to break. And Mimela, it will be a kedai maybe to watch it, to do an itiru, so you say that it shouldn't break, because it doesn't actually have reshus to break. So there it was said that it's a knas of chatzines. Okay, fine. We'll stop there. I still want to do the ride it, and then we have to go on to the next message.
I don't understand why Rebbe wants to use
it. It's not what we understand.
At the end of the day, what Josh says is a really good thing.
Because you're right, you're doing it to yourself.